I thought you were.
I started it.
Oh, you're not doing the intro?
Oh, I forgot. All right, okay. Hey guys, I'm Ashley and I'm the daughter.
I'm Liz and I'm the mom.
And this is The Lesser Known.
Today, I'll be discussing the hauntings of the Fairmont Banff Springs Hotel, the Dean House in Calgary. I'll be talking about strange happenings around Lake Minnewanka and the discovery of human remains in Banff National Park. But before we do, I'm going to start with the question of the day. So, Ashley, if you had to cross from one side of the country to the other, one side of the United States to the other, what mode of transportation would you use?
Would I have unlimited time?
Yes.
Would I have unlimited money?
Yes.
Okay. If those are the two cases, then I would definitely do a road trip across the U.S. because I feel like if I have unlimited time and money, I could stop anywhere I wanted to stop and see a lot more than if I were to travel in the plane, because in a plane, you just travel from point A to point B. So I think I would want to see more. So road trip.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I kind of thought I didn't think about unlimited time and money, because usually I just take vacation days. So if I could only take vacation days, then I would do plane because I need to get there, have fun, and then get back really quick. But if I had unlimited time and money, I would also do a road trip. But I don't think – I'm not as rustic as you. So I think I would do hotels. Like, I think I would just, like, stop at all the cool places, but, you know, stay at hotels or, like, not out in the wilderness like you. So I agree. Road trip.
Yeah, I think – I like my camper van setup that I have with my truck, where I, like, can sleep in the – in the bed of the truck, because I have that tent and like the mattress and stuff. So I think I would do it that way, or I would buy like an actual camper van. But I don't think I would do an RV, because RVs are kind of big, and I would want to still go off-roading and go to like unique places. So
I thought for sure you were going to say RV, but
oh no.
I'm going to give a shout out to 5 more of our Instagram followers today. The first one is at Traveled Trails. The second is Sierra Maria, Ryan Woodall, Ryan Duncan, which is not Ryan, it's R-Y-N-E, Duncan, and Shayna Elizabeth. So those are our 5 for today. And thanks, guys, for following. I also did want to add that we can't see who our podcast subscribers are. So if you do want to connect with us and talk with us, you could follow us on Instagram at The Lesser Known Podcast. And we also reference from the podcast episodes, we do have reference pictures on our Instagram. So if you want to follow us there, you can see all of our pictures and it's easier to connect with us. So I also want to say thank you to the subscribers. We just don't know who you actually are, so I can't name you individually.
Yeah, thanks guys for following us. We really appreciate it. I think we're at 113 is what I saw this morning. So that's really awesome.
113 subscribers?
No, from Instagram.
It's actually like 123.
Oh.
Yeah, it went up.
Even better.
Again, I know. I know. It's great. I'm loving this. So yeah. Thanks guys.
Yeah. We're building our own little community.
We are. All of us little travelers.
Okay. Well, do you want to jump into it?
Yeah. So first, I'll be talking about the Fairmont Banff Springs Hotel. And the Banff Springs Hotel is located in Banff National Park in Alberta, Canada. And this is like a luxury hotel. So if you're traveling, I don't know if you're going to want to stay there, but you can actually just go there and walk around and do the activities, because they do have like a spa and a place to eat. But I did want to say that the cheapest room I saw in there was $977 Canadian dollars, which I did the calculation, and it's $724 US dollars a night. That's the cheapest room. And then they had a king suite for $4,200 a night. So we're talking
$4,200
for one night.
That's double my mortgage.
Right. Yeah. So I mean, maybe don't stay, but you can walk around the hotel during the day for free. And like I said, there's restaurants and spas and stuff. So maybe just check that part out. Maybe go have like lunch or a drink or something and then walk around the grounds.
So I think I saw that hotel when we went. Does it look like, I don't know, the best way to explain it is like an estate? Like,
yes.
Like a mansion? Kind of.
It looks like a huge, like almost like a castle.
Oh, I mean, it's I saw huge. That.
I think it's on a hill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, it's like crazy nice. So the hotel was built by the Canadian Pacific Railroad in 1888 to attract tourists to the Canadian Rockies and to promote the train travel. Over the years, the hotel underwent several expansions and renovations, and they were able to accommodate more guests. The hotel became a very popular destination for wealthy travelers, obviously, like we're talking about, royalty and celebrities. So some of the celebrities that have stayed there are Marilyn Monroe, Queen Elizabeth II, which is the queen that the most recent queen, and then King George VI, which I think was her dad.
Oh, cool.
So yeah, it was actually like, I mean, you know, if like royalty is staying there, that place is legit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so let's get into the ghosts of Banff Springs Hotel. And also, I don't know if you noticed, it's like hard for me to say those words together. I feel like I've messed it up like so many times, but
it's a mouthful.
It is. It's like Banff is like a hard word to say. And then to say Springs right after, there's just something about those two that just it's hard to get together. So the ghost number one is a bride, which I feel like every hotel seems to have a bride. And I really don't know why a bride on her wedding day. Oh. So the legend is that there was a bride walking down the staircase, like basically just think of like, here comes the bride. Like she's walking down to her ceremony, and the staircase was lined with candles. Well, I guess her veil caught on fire, or her dress caught on fire, like something caught fire from the candles. And she was trying to put the fire out. And as she did, her heel got caught on the stairs and she fell all the way down to her death.
Oh,
so in front of the whole like ceremony, like she fell to her death.
That's terrible.
I know. It's supposed to be like the best day. And not to mention like everyone was there watching.
Yeah.
So it's like her entire family and everything, just her new husband was probably devastated.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's rough.
Yeah.
So the reports of the ghost bride are sightings typically involve guests and staff witnessing a woman dressed in a flowing white gown, wandering the hotel's corridors, or appearing in photographs taken by visitors. So that part's pretty cool. I think I would like that. Yes, because I figure by the time I see it, I will have already been gone.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what I mean? It was like, I'll be like, oh, cool. There's a ghost in my picture. So I think I'll be okay with that. Some visitors claim to have felt a sudden drop in temperature or experienced inexplicable sensations while exploring the hotel's halls. Some have seen her dancing through the ballroom and or walking down the staircase.
I wonder if Ghost Adventures or Ghost Hunters or whatever did an episode on that.
I looked it up. I couldn't find anything.
Oh,
I was hoping they did because they would, they would have gotten some pictures or EVP, but no, I was surprised. I think some other random ghost explorers probably went there, but I didn't, I couldn't find any pictures or anything, which was surprising because they said that she shows up in pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So I was hoping to at least, you know, like find a picture, but I couldn't find anything.
Yeah. Weird.
Mm-hmm. I thought so too. So the second ghost is the bellman. His name is Sam McAlee, and he was actually a real person. They usually see him on the ninth floor, and he died in 1975. And when he was alive, he loved the hotel so much that he said when he died, he would return to the hotel. And so they think that he might have actually done it.
Oh.
Like he was like crazy about the place. So Yeah. Yeah. You decide to stay there for eternity.
So people have seen him?
Yeah. So according to the guests, Sam appears to be a well-dressed bellhop from the early 20th century. And they said he even has like the brass button uniform and the little pillbox hat. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
do. Yeah. So they said he's like in the old style uniform. And guests and staff have reported encountering him in various parts of the hotel, including the lobby, hallway, and elevators. And this reminds me of the last one we did, because he's known for assisting guests with their luggage, offering directions, and even providing recommendations for activities in the area. So it like reminds me of the Lake Yellowstone.
That's exactly.
Or Lake Hotel in Yellowstone, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. I wonder if it's like the same guy. He just, he went to both and he liked both. And he's like, yeah, these are the two national parks that I want to be a part of.
I don't know if ghosts can like split. I don't know.
Do we really know?
We don't know. I don't think it's him. Because the other guy had a name too, didn't he? Or was it just a random bellman?
You did say his name. I forgot though.
Yeah. Well, they say that Sam appears in solid form, and witnesses often realize afterwards that they've interacted with the spirit rather than a living person. They say some guests reported feeling a sudden chill or experiencing a sense of unease before spotting him.
Well, that's kind of unlike Yellowstone, because I feel like the one at Yellowstone, no one even knew. Mm-hmm. Like, no one said that they felt uneasy. They just didn't know. And
that's true.
Then he poofed.
He did poof, and then so I think that's what's happening here too, because they they said that there were some guests that were locked out of their room, so they called down to the front desk and they were like, oh, you know, the bellman's busy, he can't make it up there for about 15 minutes. So when the live person finally did go up to the room, the guests were like, oh yeah, we got in, the older gentleman helped us already. So Sam was like helping them, and that's why. And the bellman's like, yeah.
Wait, so this ghost can grab keys and help them in their room?
You know, I don't know how he got in.
Oh, that's
but I mean,
weird.
It's been reported like a couple times, so I don't know. Maybe he has like a skeleton key that gets in all of them. I would think that the electronic locks would make it a little more difficult, though. Maybe it's his energy, though. You know, like ghosts have energy. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so weird. It is weird. I didn't think about that. Like, how did he get in? Like a universal key card or something?
Yeah.
So the third ghost is of a murdered family. So two of the ghosts are said to haunt room 873 on the 8th floor. So according to the legend about this, there was a man, his wife, and a young daughter staying in room 873, and he murdered his family and then committed suicide. And they say the spirit of a young girl and a spirit of her mother never left the room. And guests who stay in that room after the murder investigation was complete reported being awoken in the middle of the night to violent shrieks. They say that they see like bloody handprints on the mirrors and walls, and the maids clean them off, but it just like won't go away. It like they can't wash it off, and then it just disappears on its own.
Oh.
Yeah. And then they also said that they've seen a woman and a young girl standing outside of room 873. Mm-hmm. And then they just like the people like turn around and like look back, and then they're gone.
That would be so creepy if you like fell asleep with bloody handprints on the walls and the mirrors, and then you woke up and they were gone.
Yeah.
Because that either means that like they disappeared like you said, or someone came into your room and cleaned them, which is like equally as creepy.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Well, they were getting so many reports that the hotel management actually sealed off the room.
I think I saw that.
Yeah. But
yeah.
The hotel claims that this isn't true. They said that they just expanded room 875 to include 873. But Yeah, but like every other floor has a 73 room. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like 773, 573, except this floor. And they say that if you are in the hallway, like, and knock on where the door should be, it's like hollow. Like it sounds hollow in there.
Yes. So I did run across that when I was doing my research for Banff. Mm-hmm. And I think they also mentioned that where the room should be, there's like a light, because every door has like a light above it. Yes. And so where that like room's 873 should be, there's like a light.
Exactly.
Is that right?
So yes, that's correct. So it's like, that's exactly, it's like everything that a room should have is there except for the door.
Weird.
Yeah. But the hotel's like, no, that's not true.
Oh my God.
So I know that was pretty creepy. And then I did read a claim from a guest. I'm just going to go ahead and read this real quick. She said, hi, once or twice a year, I stay at this hotel. And when I was about 3 months ago, I saw this girl and a lady walking in the hallway. And when I looked at them again, they were not there. Also at night in the hall, it was about 1:30 a.m. and I heard a man laughing and then it just stopped. It was pretty creepy, but I always love going there and the place is amazing.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I only like briefly like read over the 873 thing because I wanted to wait for you. Mm-hmm. But I did see like someone said that it was like a picture of the door sealed off. And I'm like, oh, what is that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they say. So
crazy.
Yeah. So that's all I have for Fairmont Banff Springs Hotel. And I'll post the pictures and a link to the hotel so you can actually like take a look at the rooms if you're interested. If you have the extra $4,200 a night, you know, just laying around. The next place I'm going to talk about is the Dean House. Currently, the Dean House is a restaurant about an hour away from Banff National Park. The town started out in 1875 with Fort Calgary, and it was the command center for where the mounted police were. They're called Mounties. I don't know if you've ever heard of them, but it's basically like Canada's police.
Oh, okay.
And so as the rail lines were laid and trade increased in the city, they needed protection. So that's where the Mounties came in. At the fort, there were three different documented executions on the land where the Dean House now is, because you figure it's like a military fort. So like, when things happen, like they had to like enforce the law. So they had executions there. And in 1906, Captain Richard Dean, so that's where they got the name, the Dean House, had a home built for his wife, Martha. And as they were building it, Martha ended up passing away. So she never ended up seeing the end of it. It wasn't anything sinister. Like she just happened to die. It's kind of sad because she never got to see like how it actually progressed. It's kind of weird because over the years, the Dean House was purchased multiple times and moved multiple times. I don't know why they wouldn't just like rebuild a house.
Wait, the whole house was moved?
They moved it multiple times.
Oh.
And one of the times was actually across the Elbow River. Like they moved it across the river. They got like a raft. Yeah. Like raft and logs. And I don't know why. That's just like so weird that they just like would move a house like that. From 1929 to 1973, it was turned into a boarding house. During that time, there were many tragic events. I'll start with the event and then tell you about the ghost that is supposed to be connected with it. So in 1920, a man was staying at the Dean House. He fell down the stairs and died. But people think he may have been pushed. They say witnesses who saw it, like, it didn't look like he tripped. It looked like someone pushed him down the stairs. And since then, employees have been reported seeing dark apparitions from the knees up floating down the stairs. So that's the
What do they think pushed him?
I don't know. I mean, at the time, people were just staying there. It was like a boarding house and like...
Oh.
Yeah. In 1933... a 14-year-old boy that lived in the boarding house hung himself in the attic after being bullied at school for epilepsy.
14?
Yeah, I know. That's
crazy.
That's rough. I know. Well, they said that there's bloodstains in the attic and no one can wash them away. I don't know why a hanging would have bloodstains, but yeah. But they say that one they think is connected with the 14-year-old boy.
Oh.
Yeah. In 1952, a young woman broke up with her boyfriend and was extremely upset. She went up to the second floor and jumped out of the window onto the rocks below. And they
say a terrible way to die.
Right.
The whole way down. Like, I don't know. I just picture, like, you being so scared for those 5 seconds. And then you have, like, you could have the possibility of having a moment of regret. And then that would be, like, the worst thing.
Right.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, that's rough. Oh, staff and guests report seeing a ghost of a woman looking out the window. And they said that mostly, like, staff sees this, like, as they're walking up. Mm-hmm. Just, like, the curtains you'll see move away, and then, like, there's a woman standing in the window.
Weird.
Yeah. In 1968, one of the owners of the Dean House, Alex Brotherton, died in the front room of the house, which is now the bar of the restaurant. So staff reports smelling pipe smoke, and it's a non-smoking restaurant, so it's definitely not that. And some people have witnessed an older male apparition sitting in a chair smoking a pipe in that room.
Wow. Yeah.
He must have really, like, loved that house. I feel like that's what usually happens. These people, like, love the houses they were in and, like, just continue to, like, stay there after. They're like, I'll be back.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like with Death Valley too, because you remember that one girl, I forgot her name, but was it Death Valley? I'm pretty sure she got in a car accident and died. Oh, Scotty's Castle, yeah. Mm-hmm.
In 1971, and this is a documented story, a tenant named Roderick Umberville lived in the basement of the boarding house with his wife and two daughters. One night, the couple had, like, a really bad, rocky relationship. I guess she took out, like, a restraining order on him, and they were, like, always fighting. I know, so it wasn't a good situation. And one night after when the couple was fighting, Roderick started choking his wife, then grabbed a knife and stabbed her to death, and then took the knife and killed himself. Oh. And the two daughters found them in the morning.
Oh, my God.
I know.
That's terrible.
It is terrible. And it's the thing about it is, like, there are no ghosts reported from this incident, just, like, bad vibes. But, like, of all the incidents, I would think that there would be a ghost attached to this one. But
yeah,
there was nothing.
I was going to say, yeah, like, I could see, like, the mom wanting to come back for her daughters or something. Mm-hmm. If that's,
like, how they talk about things keep getting replayed over and over again. Yeah, it's just, like, nothing. So I don't know what that was about. But there is actually a newspaper article about it, so I am going to post that on Instagram in our pictures, and also a link so that you can just go and read about it. Yeah. Another one, I'm not sure what year this was, but they were having, like, a murder mystery event.
Ooh.
And I know it might have been when they turned into a restaurant. I'm not sure because it doesn't sound like a boarding house activity.
Mm-hmm.
But a lady was wandering around, and she made her way down into the basement, and there was a Native American man demanding that she get off his land. Another claim is, after hours, multiple staff members have heard the piano upstairs being played. So they're like, oh, maybe we didn't lock up correctly, and, like, someone got in, they're upstairs, like, playing the piano. And then so they go up there to check on it, and they feel, like, a cold breeze, like, run past them on the stairs, and the piano stops playing.
Oh, weird. So,
yeah, still interested in music up there, I guess. Other than that, like, if you look, because I'll link the Dean House on there, now it's, like, a really cute, like, brunch spot. Like, I looked at it, and it's, like, yeah, it's, like, indoor, outdoor. It's, like, super cute. Like, I would totally go there. So I think you would, too, because it's, like, during the day.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would visit these places during the day. I don't know why, because they can probably still haunt you. But during the day just seems, like, so much safer.
I feel the same way. I don't know what it is. Like, why at night we're so much more afraid. If I were, like, outside at a park or something and I saw what I knew to be a ghost, I'd be like, oh, my God, that's so cool. But if I saw that same ghost inside of my house... suddenly not as cool. I don't know. Or even at night. Like, if it's same park, same ghost, but it's at night.
Night
terrifying.
Is so much scarier. Yeah.
Would you go to the Dean House if we ended up there?
In the daytime, I would go.
What if we were just eating at night? just in the restaurant?
I don't know. I don't know. And like we said before, nighttime is so scary. I don't think I could.
Even just like eating dinner there? There'd be so many people around. That's the other thing. Oh, right. I know.
Are they people?
I know. Most of them. And if you didn't know, then you don't know. So it's like, it's fine.
I don't know. Maybe.
That's an I don't know. So during the day, yes. At night, probably not.
We're unsure.
Okay. I would do night or day there. That one doesn't seem bad at all. And plus, it seems like even the ghosts that were there weren't like bad. They were just more like floaty or looking out windows.
Except for the Native American one who said, get off my
land. Yeah, but just stay out of the basement. Like, why would you eat dinner there and go in the basement?
I don't know. It's still the land. I don't know.
Yeah. So I would definitely go. Okay.
Well, maybe one day.
All right. And the next place I'm going to talk about is Lake Minnewanka, which is literally translated as Lake of the Spirits. And I kind of thought there would be more about this because Lake Minnewanka, if you remember from the last episode, is where the ghost town is below the lake. Surprisingly, I didn't find a ton. They say that there's a sea serpent-like creature that inhabited the lake and would feed on unsuspecting men and women and preferred the taste of children. So maybe don't swim in the lake. I don't know.
Ew.
I know. Before the national park was established, the area was known to natives as Cannibal Lake due to the suspected drowning and disappearances blamed on the sea creature.
Weird.
So if you've seen that, how it's called Cannibal Lake, that's why.
I didn't see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a lot of people report hearing screams and no one's around. And they say it doesn't sound like an animal. So these are just like random hikers that happen to be walking around and they just hear like, they say it sounds like, they said it's like hard to describe. It's almost like a woman screaming and it's kind of far off, but there's like no people around. So
weird.
Yeah, I know. So maybe that's, who knows, just like years and years of people hiking and getting lost or drowning or whatever in the area. So that's like really all I could find in the area around Lake Minnewanka. But
I'm super surprised because from like what you just said, it sounds like there would be way more.
Well, that's what I thought too. But all of it was like super random. Like it wasn't anything that was like a full story. It was just like I said, like screams or like a settler like walking, or there's like this cabin where this hermit used to live and they say that his ghost is still there, but like no one says like anything about it. It's just like there's a ghost there, but there's like absolutely no like reports of anything. So
weird.
However, this is by Lake Minnewanka. It's the Alberta Bigfoot, also known as Sasquatch. In the late 1800s, people were talking about this strange things happening around Lake Minnewanka, and fishermen found these really big footprints that were about 19 inches long, and everyone's like, what the heck is that? Like, just like these humongous footprints. And as time went on, more and more sightings of this creature were reported. And in 1896, a trapper saw, while he was checking his traps, they saw the creature. And they said it was so tall that it had to like bend down to get under a 7-foot high branch. And other people mistook it for a bear. But then when it stood up on two legs and made weird noises and then ran off, like people were like, that's not a bear. So I guess it was like furry and everything. And so people try scaring it away and like shooting at it. And thankfully, like every time it's gotten away, but I don't know why people have to like think they have to like kill everything. It wasn't like even trying to mess with them.
No, it's weird. So the next episode we're doing is Yosemite, and there's a lot of stuff about Bigfoot there too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's just, I don't know. I don't know, like, if I don't know what I think. I think it's more of like a, like Native Americans, I feel like have it down. Like they have like the spirits and like all these like so-called legends are like seemingly real. And I feel like that's kind of what Bigfoot is like a, I don't know, Native American legend that's called something else.
Yeah, well, so the thing is, like, I guess they said there's, like, fewer and fewer sightings, but I think the sightings have actually just recently picked up because I was on TikTok, and I know TikTok is, like, crazy stuff. Like, people will put, like, anything on TikTok, but people still seem to see it. I mean, I've seen some videos, and it could obviously be totally fake, but some people, like, it – some of them actually seem pretty real, so I don't know. I don't know what it is. But also, if there were a Bigfoot, like, wouldn't one have, like, died and someone has seen it by now? Or, you know, like, something. And also, there had to be, like, multiples. So there had to be, like, babies. And, like, unless they, like, bury their dead like we do.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's kind of what – that's kind of what I meant by, like, you know, there's – there's like water babies and skinwalkers and stuff like that. And so maybe Bigfoot is just something like that. But like more like it looks real and it's, I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah. I'm kind of on the fence about it too. I mean, I don't think it's like completely unreasonable, but also I think more people would have like actually have like actual concrete proof by now, but maybe. Speaking of skinwalkers, though, as I was, like, searching on TikTok, I came across, like, skinwalker videos, and, like, I woke up in the middle of the night last night, and I, like, couldn't sleep because I kept, like, replaying them in my mind. I'm like, like, I gotta stop. Like, I love researching this stuff, but then then stuff like this happens where I'm like, oh, my God, like.
They are terrifying.
It is so scary.
When you told me about the water baby thing, oh my God. Like I woke up in the middle of the night, like you said, and I felt like a, I don't know. It felt like a presence almost. I couldn't go back to sleep and I'm like, oh my God, just ignore it. Just ignore it.
Yeah. I didn't feel like a presence at all. I just felt like I just kept replaying it in my head and I kept thinking, don't think about it. But when you say don't think about it, then your mind automatically thinks about it. So, you know, oh, it was awful. So I don't know. I love doing this, but like there's certain things I need to like, I started getting a, you know, like a deep dive and I was like, oh man, I got to stop doing this. This is too much. This is way too scary.
Yeah, I know.
So anyway, I don't know. I guess there could be a Sasquatch up by Lake Minnewanka. I kind of hope there is.
Me too.
I hope they're thriving too. Yeah. Okay, so that's all I have for Lake Minnewanka stuff. The last thing I'm going to talk about are the human remains found in Banff National Park in 1979. These remains are more commonly referred to as the Banff Jane Doe. She was found in a shallow grave by two hikers near Mount Rundle Trail.
Oh, okay. I've been there.
Mount Rundle?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Was it creepy or no?
No, it didn't seem creepy, but it was long. It was it probably took us like 7 hours just to hike up.
Oh, wow. So it could have been anywhere along that. Well, they found out she was a young woman estimated to be about 16 to 25 years old, 5'3" with thick, dark hair and possibly Native American.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So she was a tiny little thing like us.
Yeah. It's crazy you can tell all that just from
right, isn't it? Yeah. The investigation revealed that Jane Doe had been murdered, but the exact circumstances around her death are still a mystery. There's still an ongoing investigation by law enforcement and the community to find out who she is. And even though there's been all kinds of forensic analysis, leads, composite sketches, and DNA evidence, her identity and killer remain unknown to this day.
Oh, that's crazy.
When did I know, that was in 1979.
Oh, okay.
Wow. And even after all, like, the new DNA technology and everything came out, still nothing.
You know, sometimes, like, old cold cases are –
are reopened and figured out. So,
well, that's the thing. This is still ongoing. So even though it's happened a long time ago, people are still like very interested in this. And I'll post a picture of the composite sketch of what they think she looked like, along with the news article from the Calgary Herald. Mm-hmm. And it's just like really sad that no one even reported like a young woman missing.
Yeah.
That's the thing that I find so sad. So, mm-hmm. I mean, hopefully one day they'll find out who she is. And I don't know. I think everyone deserves like the respect of that, not just buried in the woods and forgotten. I just think that's like really sad.
Yeah.
But surprisingly, there were no ghost stories associated with her.
Huh.
So if there were going to be ghosts, I would think it would be that.
Yeah, same. Because you would think she would want someone to know.
Right. Yeah. Like if she could like tip them off or like what happened, whatever. But mm-hmm. no. That was it.
Huh.
Yeah. Interesting. So that's all I have.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.